Hello guys, how are you all doing today? So first, I'm going to try to keep this ramble somewhat short because it is currently 3:45 p.m. for me and I have some things I gotta do today, just like I always do. But here, let me adjust my mic. I'm sorry, you know it's gonna sound a little weird, but oh, what the heck? Okay, there we go. Oh my gosh, how have you guys been? How has everything been? I've had like the most crucial stomach pain today. Like, I honestly don't know what it is, but I'm kind of like in pain. I'm recording this while I'm in the middle of dying, but like, what's new? There's always something wrong, right? Good news, my allergies are somewhat gone, and that is mainly because I got this new medication that my doctor prescribed me, and it has helped me big time. If any of you suffer from like allergies and stuff, I'm gonna try to recommend the name of it for you. I just don't know if I'm gonna say it right, because it's so long. Oh my god. Okay, I think it's Levos. Oh my god, why am I even trying to do this? Levocetirizine? Oh my gosh, I don't know. Levocetirizine. Levocetirizine. Dihydrochloride. Fuck, I feel like I'm reading some kind of language I've never seen before, but like, I can totally write it out for you guys if you need it. But if you're someone that struggles from like seasonal allergies and stuff, you're gonna need it because it's been my lifesaver. I look at my voice is back. Oh my gosh, I'm back. Hello. I'm so happy. But, you know, your girl still is a little bit congested. I don't know what it is. I've had, like, a really bad cough for about 4 weeks now. It's just not going away. I'm pretty sure it's because I got COVID. So hopefully it goes at some point. But your girl's doing a lot better this time. I know last ramble, I was sounding really rough. I know, but we're back at it, baby. I'm ready to go. I have plenty of freaking audios coming this month. By the time this ramble's uploaded, I probably have already uploaded a few of them on Patreon, so like, YOLO, I'm really good at this, I know. There's a lot of commissioned audios that I have to get through, so if yours is taking a while, that is why. It's because I'm trying to work at my own pace, and I promise you're all gonna get yours very soon, so do not worry, I will not forget about you. So what's been new with me? Honestly, not much since the last time I put out my ramble. I am back in my state though. I went to Florida, as I said I did before. I had plenty of fun there and I already miss it. I already want to go back. I went to Disney again and I had a blast. I watched the fireworks at Epcot, which were beautiful and they were amazing. And it was just too crowded and I did a lot of walking. Like, I'm still sore from all that walking, but it was really nice for me to kind of get away for a while and get a little break. And now that I'm back, I'm definitely ready to do what I love to do the most, which is record and put out these amazing audios for you guys. And I'm also gonna try to stream again, so if you don't follow me on Twitch, what are you doing? I'm not like the best streamer out there, but I'm trying, I promise. I'm also reapplying for monetization on YouTube after like a year. I kind of gave up for a while, but I'm like, it would be interesting to see if they would accept me again. So I'm kind of waiting on a reply from them. Last time I applied, they declined me for whatever reason. I don't know. Honestly, YouTube is just a lost case at this point. I know I'm not going to make revenue out of what I do on YouTube. Like, my main revenue is here on Patreon and Twitch and stuff like that. You guys are amazing. I'm able to do this because of you, but still, it would be nice to get paid by YouTube, especially because, you know, it is my number one platform, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm still happy with what I have and I'm really grateful for it. So all that matters is that people enjoy my content and I'm helping people with my work. So that's all that matters. Many of you message me and tell me how like my work has helped you out, and that warms my heart instantly. Like, You guys have no clue how much your messages mean to me. And it's kind of hard to get back to everyone else, but I try my best. You guys know that I try my best. I answer almost everybody because I don't want to leave anybody out, you know? I love talking to you guys. It's like my favorite thing ever. You guys are like the nicest people. Like, what did I do to deserve you? I don't know, but I try to give back as much as I can and do what I love to do the most. And plenty of you have also been gifting me as well. You've been sending me plenty of gifts. I'm literally running out of space in my room. Which is so sweet. You guys, one of you even gifted me a 3DO mic, which I have not used, by the way. It's like, I got it in the mail, I received it, but it's still in its box. I'm like a little bit nervous to unbox it and try it out, but you guys will most likely be the first ones to hear me test it out the first time, so we'll see how it is. Maybe I'll do like a stream with it. We'll do some ASMR, ear-to-ear ASMR or something like that. I've wanted a 3DO for the longest time. I think it's every like audio creator's dream is to have like a 3DO, so I'm so super super grateful for whoever gifted me it, even though they went by anonymous, so I have no clue who you are. But you know who you are. You are amazing. I will never forget that ever in my life. I will never forget any of you that send me anything, for that matter, by the way. You guys have my entire heart, because that is so, so, so sweet and thoughtful and just the best thing ever. You guys are the best people ever. But anyways, fun fact, I almost broke my pinky toe a few days ago. I stubbed it really, really hard against the door, and it was bruised for a good 3 days, and I couldn't walk on it, and I was convinced that it was broken. I went to the doctor, and he was like, "You're fine, it's just a little sprain, so you have to like ice it and put cream on it and stuff. It's a lot better now," but I was in crucial pain, you guys. It was the worst thing ever. I swear, this entire week has just not been my week. I've hurt myself in so many ways. I've even like cut my finger a few times trying to open some boxes and stuff like that. I'm like the clumsiest person ever. I'm literally the clumsiest person you guys will ever meet, ever. I'm pretty sure most people are aware already. If you're in my server and stuff, you probably know. I've talked about this a few times. Speaking of my Discord server, I'm trying my hardest to start hosting more movies and stuff and get more VCs going so that I can get more of a chance to speak to you guys on Discord. I know that my server is a little bit quiet sometimes, but to be frank with you guys, I do like when it's quiet just because that's a lot easier to deal with. But at the same time, I try to get combos going as well because I like when people chat and make friends on my server. That's what matters the most to me. And I'm gonna try my hardest to also host movie nights in the Patreon chat as well, so that you guys can feel just as appreciated and know that I love you. And I will try my hardest, I promise. It's just a lot juggling YouTube, Twitch, Patreon, and Discord all together, but I try my best, you guys know that. And I wouldn't have it for the world. I wouldn't trade it for the world. That's what I should say. I currently have Winx Club playing on my TV, and I'm kind of like watching it as I'm talking. Have any of you watched Winx Club as a kid? If any of you have, then you literally have my heart, because it's one of my favorite cartoons ever. Like, to this day, I love it, and I still have major crushes on the specialists and stuff. Like, all I wanted in life was a relationship like Stella and Brandon, but here I am single. What's new? I'm so envious of you guys out there that have girlfriends and boyfriends that you love. It truly is really hard in this generation and day to find somebody that truly understands and loves you for you, and not just your body. They love everything about you. Speaking of this stuff, I just remembered the abortion thing that's going on in America. If you are not aware, they're basically planning to ban abortions in America, and they are going to like such extents to make it happen too. They're even trying to ban birth control or something like that, and they're trying to like make people's lives miserable. I don't know what it is with America and this stuff. I feel like there's bigger things to worry about, to be honest. But I don't really like to talk about this stuff. I'm not like a political person or anything like that. It does suck, but you know what? This is the world we live in. It's kind of, I'm used to it at this point, you know. What matters is that we all get through these things together, and we have each other, and we can do it. We can do it, you guys. It is very unfortunate to see the way things are happening, though. Like, horrible, horrible things are happening in the world every single day. And it's sad to see that some humans are the cause of it, but there are plenty of amazing humans out there that want the best for the world. Like me, for example. Haha. It does kind of hurt my soul when I see that stuff, but you know what? We're out here, we're healthy, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. I'm grateful for everything I have. Have you guys... Okay, this is like a completely different change of topic, but have you guys been watching the Volume 2 of Stranger Things? I have not watched it yet, like as of now that I'm recording this audio, I haven't. But by the time I upload this, I'm pretty sure I might have already watched it, so if you have as well, I want you to like message me about it. Let me know your thoughts, because I really like that show. I've been enjoying it a lot, and it's like kind of nice to have chats about it and stuff like that. Have you guys been watching any new movies that you like lately? I know there's a lot of movies at the theater right now, like the Elvis movie that came out. I love Austin Butler, but I don't know if I'm gonna watch that movie. It's like 3 hours long. I do want to watch The Minions, though. Like, I know I'm like a child at heart. I want to watch it. But I don't like when there's, like, plenty of kids in the movie theater. It's kind of, like, annoying, but I want to watch that. We'll see when I get to it. I'm really excited for the Thor movie that's coming out this month. I already have tickets for that, and I'm, like, pumped to go watch it. And what other movies out there am I excited for? Oh, I did watch Buzz, the Buzz Lightyear movie. It was really good. I didn't get to enjoy it as much as I want to because my theater was filled with kids, and I was like really annoyed because this really annoying kid sat by me and he was just bothering me, but I did really enjoy the movie. I think it's really good. Disney and Pixar did such a good job, as they always do with their movies. I think it's definitely worth the watch. If you're somebody that wants to go watch it and you're not sure, I think it's so worth it if you are into animation and Disney and all that. But if any of you watched it, let me know your thoughts, because I'm really, really curious. I know there's mixed opinions about it, so everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I completely understand that. But that's what I've been watching lately. I've not been watching anything new. There's a show called The Summer I Turned Pretty, based off a book that I read. I watched it. I didn't like it personally. I thought it was really, really cringy and childish. I'm kind of over the high school movies and shows nowadays. Like, I only like to watch the classic high school movies, like Mean Girls and Clueless and all that. But the new ones are so bad. I don't know, especially the Netflix ones. They're kind of hard to watch because they can be so cringy sometimes. But I don't know. There's shows and movies happening every day, which is really cool to see because I'm a huge fan of that stuff. Yeah, that's honestly what's been new. I don't really know what else I should touch up on. I know there's like plenty of things I want to talk about, and then once I start recording, I forget everything. I think that's it. I don't know, I'm trying to think. Okay, so if you have made it this far into the audio, I want you to comment a... I'm running out of emojis here, oh my gosh. I want you to comment a coffee, like a coffee emoji. Because who doesn't love coffee? Also, let me know, are you a coffee or a tea person? I feel like I've asked this before. I feel like I have for sure, but if I haven't... let me know. Personally, I am a coffee person. I love coffee. I drink it every morning. But tea is also really good. I like green tea a lot. They're both really good, but If I have to choose, I'm gonna go with coffee. But let me know you guys' answers as well. I look forward to seeing them. I know this ramble's a little shorter than the last one, but it's okay. There's plenty more to come, I promise. Let me know if there's anything specific you guys want me to talk about in my future rambles, or if you have any questions for me or anything like that. I know I said I'm going to do a Patreon Q&A, and I will do that soon. I just don't have like a set date for it. I have not forgotten about it, I promise. I'm going to do it. And plus, I'm still receiving questions about it to this day. Like, I'm still receiving questions to answer, so we'll see what happens with that. Also, if you guys are not aware, I do have an archive now of all of my NSFW audios in one place. So if you would like the link for that, I post it every month. I will post it for this month. I'm pretty sure I would have already posted it by the time this is out. But if you don't have the password for it, please send me a message and I'll be more than happy to send it to you. Just because I kind of want to make it like private in a way, because I don't want people to go out there and take my audios and post them for free on the internet. I know it's happened a lot before. So yeah, please do send me a message and I'll be more than happy to send you yours. Alright, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another beautiful ramble audio. I have plenty of amazing audios coming soon. Thank you for your tremendous and ongoing support. It means the entire universe to me. You guys mean everything to me. And once again, thank you guys so much for 100k on YouTube. Oh my god, that's insane. It still feels so weird to say that. But yes, te quiero mucho. I love you guys very, very much. Don't forget to comment, a coffee, and I will see you in my next ramble or stream if you want to follow me on Twitch. Haha, okay, bye.